Welcome to Real News on this Tuesday night. I'm recording two episodes today. This is Tuesday. My first episode I recorded earlier was about Monday's first day of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And this is my summary of what happened on today, day two of this trial. So here are my talking points, people. A nightmare that would last for years. That's how Elege Maxwell, an Epstein child sex trafficking victim, made known to the public only as Jane, described her first encounters with her abusers from the witness stand today in a Southern District, New York courthouse on Tuesday. Lead prosecutor Lena Pomerantz would introduce her to the jury as the first of four accusers set to give testimony relevant to Maxwell and conspirators' involvement with Epstein's international operation. Now, just bear with me, folks. I'm just going through everything I'm writing down and that I've wrote down here. I've got all my notes. I told you all that, you know, I started this podcast and I'm pretty much winging it. But with some of this stuff, this is some of my research from today. So bear with me here. During her response to prosecution inquiries, the girl known as only Jane recalled first meeting Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein at a summer camp in 1994 while she was pursuing a career as a vocalist, stating she was approached by Epstein, who at the time described himself as a donor when she was only 14 years of age. She was approached by Epstein. Sorry about that. Shortly after, Jane and her mother were invited to Jeffrey Epstein's Palm Beach mansion, where abusive Jane would be perpetrated by Epstein and later Maxwell, after they allegedly groomed this young girl at 14 by way of buying her clothing, including underwear from Victoria's Secret. Jane told the story as to Epstein and Maxwell's gradual normalization of sexual abuse involving several minors. She testified under oath that other encounters involved sex toys or turned into oral sex orgies with other young women and Ghislaine Maxwell. Testimony was told regarding a trip to Epstein's New Mexico ranch involving Jane and other young girls. When asked by prosecution, what did they, Maxwell and Epstein, tell you about their social circle? Jane responded, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Mike Wallace. When asked to recall how Epstein's house was decorated, Jane responded with art, sculptures, pictures of famous people, presidents. Some of the art was odd. All creepy. Testimony regarding discussions Jane had with Jeffrey Epstein after attempting to seize contact with him provided a particular creepy example of the threatening approach employed by Jeffrey Epstein to manipulate minors. Jeffrey Epstein kept calling me, she said, and saying he wanted to see me. Did I need to be grateful to him that my mother was living in one of his apartments? During today's initial proceedings, Larry Vyskoski confirmed, and he was the pilot, remember, of Jeffrey Epstein. He confirmed that Jane was present during at least one occasion during his time working for Epstein. The pilot, Larry Vyskoski, claimed he had not been aware of her age at the time, but stated she had been present on Epstein's private plane and confirmed meeting her in the cockpit of the Lolita Express. When asked if he had witnessed any sex acts involving minors, the pilot, Larry Vyskoski, responded, absolutely not. Larry Vyskoski's testimony concluded with his acknowledgement of Maxwell's role in Epstein's operation, unmistakably identifying Ghislaine as Jeffrey's number two right-hand person. Larry Vyskoski, the pilot, also identified several well-known public figures when asked who he had seen during his time piloting the Lolita Express. he acknowledged that Bill Clinton, Duke of York Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, and U.S. Senator for Ohio John Glenn, also the first American to orbit the Earth, all flew on Epstein's Lolita Express during the time he worked as a pilot for Epstein. Other arguments from prosecution are supported by several claims made Tuesday by both Larry Vysotsky, the pilot, and Jane, specifically identifying Maxwell's direct and personal involvement with Jeffrey Epstein's child sex trafficking and abuse operation. After Tuesday's deliberations, alongside heavy implication of Ghislaine Maxwell, it can now be public record, folks, that testimony given in a U.S. court of law identified Jeffrey Epstein's relationship with two former U.S. presidents, a former U.S. senator, astronaut, and a member of the British royal family. One would expect prosecution may seek more context from witnesses to follow in the days and weeks to come regarding the extent of involvement and implication of these individuals mentioned above. The courtroom proceedings will continue through Wednesday, starting with open testimony of a male witness briefly referenced during Jane's testimony, being known to the public only as Matt. My guess is these are just more kids coming forward. So I will be back tomorrow or tomorrow night or Thursday to catch you up on everything that's going on with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, because this is real news with Lee Leffingwell. And I am going to tell you the real news going on in the world, since this is something you cannot see on TV. And I will talk to you soon. And once again, if this is the first time listening to my podcast, first of all, you can find me on all platforms. And I mean all platforms. I am now on Audible and other platforms that carry podcasts. If you like what you hear, please click the follow button. Discuss my podcast with your friends. Send it to them in a text message. Tell them about it. Have them follow me. And so on. If you like what I hear, you want to give me any feedback at all, or if you have upcoming topics you want me to talk about, feel free to email me at realnewsocala@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.